A long time ago, there was a really big, really strong man. And he was so strong that he could lift anything, carry anything, move anything. He was so strong that people gave him a name that meant bearer or carrier. In the language of that time, the name was Ophiro. And so Ophiro was very proud of his great strength, and he announced that he would only serve a king who was the most powerful king in all the world, because his great strength could best be put to use by the very most powerful king. So he found a king who was above all other kings, and he put himself in the king's service, and he was happy for a while, except that he watched the king carefully, and he noticed that every now and then, someone, maybe a storyteller or a singer or somebody, would happen to mention the name Satan. And whenever that happened, the king would look pale and he would tremble a little bit and he would make a sign like this in front of him. And so finally, Ophiro asked, "You seem to be afraid of that name Satan. Why is that?" And the king said, "Well, yes, it's true. I am afraid of Satan's power." And Ophiro said, "Well, then I'm going to have to leave you your service and go and serve the one who can make even you afraid." And so he went on a journey until in the wilderness he found Satan at the head of a great army, and he put himself in the service of this being. And they marched along together until they came to a place where they had to decide which way to go on the road. And Ophiro thought that Satan was heading his army in this direction, but then Satan saw a big wooden cross there by the road and turned around and started to go in the exact opposite direction. "Why are you changing direction?" said Ophiro. "Are you afraid?" "Well, yes," said Satan. "The one who is reminded of by that cross, the person who died on that cross, was a person who gave great love and kindness and mercy to the world, and I'm afraid that he might destroy me, and so I'm going the other direction." Ophiro said, "Well, then I can't go with you, because I need to serve the one who can make even you afraid." And so he began to look for this person who died on the cross, and he found out that the person was named Jesus, sometimes called the Christ. And he looked and looked, asking everyone he met, "How can I find Jesus?" And finally, a wise person said to him, "Well, there are many ways to find Jesus. You could fast." Ophiro said, "Oh no, if I don't eat, I'll lose my strength." And the holy man said, "You could pray." Ophiro said, "I don't know how to pray, and I don't think I can learn." And the wise man said, "Well, then perhaps you could use your strength to serve others. That would be a way to find Jesus and know him." And so the wise men helped him think of a plan, and Ophiro went to live by a river. And it was a big river that had no bridge and no stepping stones, but sometimes people had to cross that river to go on business or on a journey or to visit family. And Ophiro decided that he would use his strength to carry people back and forth across this great river. And he built a little hut where he slept at nighttime, and during the day, if anyone came and needed to cross, then he would take his big, heavy stick, his staff, that he used to keep his balance in the river, and he would put that person on his shoulders and carry them across. And in this way, his fame grew as someone who was strong and indeed who carried many. And after years of this service, one night while Ophiro was resting, he heard the voice of a child calling out to him, "Ophiro, Ophiro, come and carry me across." And he went out to look and didn't see anyone. So he laid back down again. But soon he heard that little voice, "Ophiro, come and carry me across." And it wasn't until the third time that he heard that voice that he got his lantern and he went out and he searched carefully up and down the bank of both sides of the river until he found the little child. And he took his staff in his hand and he put that child on his shoulder and he began to carry him across the river, which was flowing peacefully and smoothly until Ophiro stepped into it. And as soon as he started to cross the river, it became wild. It got waves. It was foamy. It got deeper. The wind began to blow, and it was raining. There was a terrible storm. And he struggled all the way across. And in the middle, it was such a strong current, and the water got so high, he wasn't sure if he would even be able to stay on his feet or if he was going to fall down and drown. But he used all of his strength, and he used that staff to keep his balance, and he got the child across the river. And when he laid him down on the bank on the other side, Ophrah said, "Hey, that felt like I had the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. Who are you?" And the child said, "Now you have come to know the one that you have been serving with your strength all this time. I am the Christ child. And so that you know the kind of power I have for life and for love, so that you know the kind of king that you serve, take your stick and plant it in the ground here on the bank." So Ophrah used the last of his strength to take that stick and push it into the ground, and he left it standing there, and he fell into a deep sleep. And in the morning, that stick had grown roots and branches and vines and leaves, and it had beautiful flowers all over it. And so Ophrah knew that he served and had come to love the King of the world, the King of life. Let's join hands now and we'll say a prayer. Dear God, you are worthy of our love and devotion. We thank you for this child that has come into the world with your great power of love to transform everything into goodness and life and truth. We also would serve him with the gifts you had given us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.